Praise the Lord. God is here. Amen. He's here and he's ready to minister to us tonight. And we're ready to receive from him, aren't we? Praise God. That was a little weak. We are ready to receive from God tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Well, the title of my message tonight is Authority Released. Authority Released. And so I want us to start in Romans chapter 5, verse 17. Amen. Thank you for those two yays over here. Oh, glory to God. It's all right, isn't it? It's a little humor in the house of God. Amen. Praise God. Romans 5 and 17. And I think I need to turn to Romans 5, 17 too. Right. Okay. Authority released. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. Amen?
Amen.
So, I want to ask you tonight, have you received abundance of grace?
Yes.
Amen. I know I have.
Yes.
Abundantly. And have you received the gift of righteousness?
Yes.
By Jesus Christ. Amen.
Yes.
So if you have received these things, the scripture says that you shall reign in life by Christ Jesus. Praise God. And that's what God intended for his people to do. He intended for his people to reign in this life. See, so many of us, we're waiting to reign when we get up there. But God gave us the authority to rule and reign here on this earth. Praise God. That's good news tonight. I want to read that scripture also in the Phillips translation. It says in Romans 5:17, "For if one man's offense meant that men should be slaves to death all their lives, it is a far greater thing that through another man, Jesus Christ, men, by their acceptance of his more than sufficient grace and righteousness, should live all their lives as kings." Live all their lives as kings. Amen. So you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus tonight. You have received that grace tonight. Amen. So God intends for you to live all your life, amen, as a king. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So what do kings do? Amen. They rule and they reign. And that is you tonight. You, by Jesus Christ, rule and reign here on this earth tonight. Hallelujah. The Lord, you know, a lot of times in the Word of God, the Lord is referred to as a lion. Amen. He is the Lion of Judah, the tribe, Lion of the tribe of Judah. So we all know that an earthly lion is king of the jungle. He rules and he reigns over his animal kingdom. You know, the lion has a spirit of a king. You know, he has a certain stance and he holds his head up. And he knows who he is. Amen. Hallelujah. The lion has the spirit of a king. So we need to have a certain kind of spirit, don't we? Amen. Because we are ruling here on this earth. And the lion knows that he is the most feared animal of the jungle. He doesn't cower down. Amen. He is out there just strutting his stuff. Because he's a king of the jungle. Amen. He doesn't come go walking through the jungle with his head down and being timid and fearful. No, he is. He knows he's a mighty animal. He is a strong animal. He rules and reigns. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The lion knows that he is the most respected animal in the animal kingdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The lion knows. He knows who he is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we serve the Lion of the tribe of Judah tonight. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ, he is the King of Kings. He is the Lord of Lords. Amen. The Bible says Satan is as a roaring lion. See, Satan wants to be so much like Jesus, doesn't he? Amen. But he lost his kingdom. He lost it. Amen. Jesus Christ took it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It says that he is as a roaring lion. It doesn't say he is a roaring lion. See, he is a fake tonight. He's a phony. He's an imposter. Amen. But Jesus is the real thing. Glory to God. He is the living King. He is the King of Kings. He knows who he is tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. He is the reigning and ruling King tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want to read Genesis 1, chapter 1, and verse 26 in the Living Bible. It says, then God said, let us make man, everyone like ourselves, to be the master of all life upon the earth and in the skies and in the sea. So God gave us authority, and he wants us to master all of life. Hallelujah. He gave us the authority to master all of life. Glory to God. That's who you are tonight. Hallelujah. You are a king tonight. Amen. You are a master tonight. You rule and you reign here on this earth. Now see, the enemy is trying to make you think that he is ruling. But he's a fake tonight. Yes. He's a phony. He's not the real thing. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has given us authority over the forces that come against us. He's given us the authority over them. But we have to release that authority for it to operate. Amen. Amen. Man's authority releases God's ability. Let me say that again. Man's authority released releases God's ability. Amen. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18 and verse 18. Says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Glory to God. So we have authority, amen? Glory to God. We have the authority, and God has the ability. We have the authority, and God has the ability. But nothing happens until we release the authority first. Amen. See, so many times we just want to sit and let God, you know, God, you do it. Well, he did everything that he's going to do. Amen. Hallelujah. We're not waiting on God. He's waiting on us. Amen. He is waiting on us tonight. Hallelujah. We have to act on our authority. God's ability released when it releases when we act on our authority. Hallelujah. And God always backs it up. He always backs up the Christian, amen? His children, his child. When we use that authority, amen, he comes on the scene with his ability. Glory to God. It's true anyway. It's so. Let's turn to Acts chapter 1. We're going to get there. Amen. We're going to know that we rule and reign. Amen. Through Christ Jesus, here on this earth, here and now. Yes. Hallelujah. Acts 1 and 8. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth. You have received power. Amen. But that power has to be used. That power has to be activated. Amen. To be released. Hallelujah. So that God's ability will be released. Amen. It is true. It is true. Amen. You think about it tonight. If you've got a car and you want to go to the store, you get in your car and you sit behind the wheel. And you sit behind the wheel. And you sit behind the wheel. You have to put that key in that ignition. And you have to turn that key. Amen. We have to turn the key tonight. Amen. To activate it. To activate God's ability.
Right.
Amen. In order for that car to turn on, you've got to activate it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory
to God. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We release God's ability by using our authority here on this earth. Praise God. That's what Peter and John did at the gate called Beautiful. Let's turn there. Acts 3, Acts 3, starting with verse 1. Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man lame from his mother's womb was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked in alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, Look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah. He said, Such as I have, give I thee. Now, what did he have? He had authority. Amen. Hallelujah. Peter and John acted on the authority, and then God released his ability. Hallelujah. Are you getting that tonight? Are you understanding that tonight? Amen. We can sit around and we can wish and we can hope and we can worry and we can fret. That word, are we releasing the power? Are we releasing the authority? Are we speaking over some things? Are we commanding some things? Amen. Hallelujah. Same thing in Acts 14. Let's turn there. Acts chapter 14. Starting with verse 8. It says, "And there sat a certain man at Lystra, impotent in his feet, being a cripple, from his mother's womb, who never had walked. The same heard Paul speak, who steadfastly beholding him, and perceiving that he had faith to be healed, said with a loud voice, 'Stand upright on thy feet.' And he leaped and walked." Amen? So here again, Paul exercised his authority. Amen? And then God released his ability.
That's right.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how you reign in life.
That's right.
You reign in life by releasing your authority. Amen? Speaking forth your authority in every situation in your life. Amen. And then God releases his ability. Hallelujah. Now we've got to know that the enemy out there, when you speak over something, he's not just going to roll over and say, "Well, I guess, you know, I've got to just go on my way." It doesn't always work that way. See, the devil is stupid if we haven't figured that out yet. Because he's too stupid to have figured it out. Amen?
Amen?
So he'll come back and he'll say, "You didn't get anything. That was nothing. You're not going to get it." That we can't just roll over either.
Right.
Amen?
Right.
We've got to keep on and keep on and keep on until the ability of God is in manifestation.
Right.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've got to be that stubborn bulldog like we talked about. Amen. I'm not letting go of what the Lord has promised is mine. It's in the Word. Amen. You have promises in the Word of God. Hallelujah. We give up too soon. We give up too quick. We give up too easily. Amen. Hallelujah. Instead of getting discouraged and quitting, we need to get mad at the devil.
Yeah.
We need to pitch a Holy Ghost temper tantrum.
Yeah.
And say, "That's mine. God said it's mine." Yeah. Amen?
Yeah.
And I'm standing on the Word of God and I'm using my authority until I see the manifestation. Until there it is. Amen. And we've got to watch our mouths.
Amen.
We've got to watch our mouths. Because we, a lot of times, the problem seems so big, and so many times it is so big. Amen. Pastor and I have talked about when after our son was born, we were thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in debt with medical bills. And it took 2 years. Now we say, "Well, I can't do it for 2 years. You can. You can do it. Yes, you can. Because God will grace you to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. It doesn't always come on Monday. Amen. But it's not too late. He's always on time. He is an on-time God. Hallelujah. Doesn't always come on our timetable. Doesn't always come the way we want it to. We wanted it yesterday. We didn't want to go through 2 years of getting phone calls from creditors. And you tell them what's going on. Our insurance is messed up. And they're like, "Yeah, right. I hear that every day." Amen. But that's okay. Hallelujah. Because God knows how to turn it around. He knows how to fix the problem and he knows how to turn it around. Glory to God. So be steadfast, unmovable. Steadfast, unmovable. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Release your authority. And God will release His ability tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. We've got a little testimony, a short testimony that I want Ish and whoever's back there to play for us tonight. Amen. And we are just going to set ourselves like flint. We're going to be determined. Amen. We're going to be determined to see God move on our situation. Amen. Whatever it is in your life today. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to get out of the way so y'all can watch this. Praise God. Give God a hand clap of praise tonight. Hallelujah.
I was born incapable of getting air to my inner ear, so the three bones are worn down.
Stay here.
And my options are either live with it or get a hearing aid.
So you can hear what? A little bit?
Just a little.
How little?
I'd say about 30%.
So this ear's okay?
Yes.
That ear's bad. Right. Have you been prayed for with this? Have you gotten prayers?
I've asked friends to pray for me, yes.
And what happened?
Nothing so far, but I'm expecting.
It softened the ground for what's going to happen tonight.
Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Okay? Thank them for their prayers, okay? So what do you want to do with your life?
We'll see.
What?
I'd like to,
don't make nothing up now.
I know.
What would you like to do?
I like to fix problems. I like to fix stuff. So I like working. Oh my! Hold on.
What?
It's popping.
It popped open. Sing it, Daffy. Sing it. What do you think of this?
It's never been this good ever in my life. Ever. Oh my gosh.
Don't you ever forget this. What?
I was expecting to be healed, but I was not expecting that.
Come on, church! Come on, give God praise! Come on!
Oh, praise the Lord. We can get Ashley now. Wasn't that awesome?
Yes!
Amen. See, he had been prayed for before, and Billy Burke said they were just soft in the ground. Mm-hmm. So many times we'll pray and we think, you know, because God didn't do something immediately, that the enemy may say, well, God doesn't want you healed, or, you know, there's something wrong with me, I've done something wrong. I've talked to so many people that have said those kind of things. But God, it's always God's will to heal you. You have to get that down in your heart. It's always God's will to heal you. Amen? And so thank God he went back for prayer again. Amen? And it's always God's will to deliver you from any attack of the devil.
Amen.
Whether it be financial or physical or something with your children, whatever the enemy's coming against you with, it's always God's will to bring you out of it.
Yeah.
See? And so we can't listen to the lies of the devil.
Right.
He is a liar. The word said he's a liar and the father of lies. Amen. So when the enemy comes against, he comes against all of our minds, believe me, all. So when the enemy comes against my mind, I'm training myself to think just the opposite. God is about to do something good in my life. Hallelujah. Or the devil wouldn't be coming to you so strong and so hard telling you that you're not going to get it. Amen. It's just right there on the brink, hallelujah, of manifestation. Glory to God. It's all over. It's all over. Hallelujah. But the praise and the praise and the praise and the praise and giving God the glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let me say it again. It's all over except the praise. Glory. Glory, glory. I bind the attacks of the enemy against God's people here tonight. I bind those attacks in the name of Jesus. And you lying devil, I command you to cease and desist and to shut up. Shut up your eyes. Shut up your mouth. In the name of Jesus, we take authority tonight. We have the authority tonight. In the name of Jesus, we bind the enemy. We bind him from working against you. In the name of Jesus. And we loose the ability of God. Amen. To do the work. To bring the answer. To work the miracle. To bring the need. Amen. The finance. To turn it around. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, in the name, in the name, in the name. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah! Woo! Glory! 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 In the name of the name! Oh, pain, you go in the name of Jesus! You let loose pain and you go in Jesus' name! I speak to these joints! I say moisture! Come into these joints in the name of Jesus! No more! No more! No more! No more! No more! In the name, in the name of Jesus! Hallelujah! 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 Glory to God! Glory! 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 Ooh, glory to God! Glory to God! Glory to God! Hallelujah! 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 Glory! 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 Ooh, glory to God! Glory to God! Glory! Keep praising Him! Keep praising Him! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Glory to God! Pastor, you want to come be up here with me, please? Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Glory to God! Well, praise the Lord! God is great, isn't He? He's awesome. He's mighty. Amen. He's still on the throne. Hallelujah. He's still in control. He still has a plan for your life. Amen. And He's still working on that plan tonight. He has not forgotten you. He has not forsaken you. He'll never leave you. Amen. But He's always right there with you. He's your best friend. Your best friend. Ashley, you can come up.